You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems, the world's best gaming systems for all your gaming system needs. No, really, they make awesome stuff. These guys are enthusiasts. They have their own podcast about games, equipment, hardware, and it's not often that you'll find, I mean, if you called Dell and tried to get support for your HP or something else.
Why would they be supporting HPs?
Well, they wouldn't, but Doghouse Systems would. Because they care about people. And that's what makes them awesome. I like those guys. So use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and you'll get twice the RAM. And if you max out your RAM and still use the code 2MORDOR, then you will get some money back. And you help the show.
So. That's right.
All right. So my name is Merrick.
I'm Goldenstar.
And this is episode 188 of Casual Stroll to Mordor. Podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. MMO. I don't know why I said it like that. So what did you do this week?
The Dumbs, my dumb six-man group, this week attempted the Mirkwood Instance Dungeons. And we all decided it was pretty much the worst dungeon ever. We hate it.
Which one?
Dungeons.
Yeah, I hear that one's really bad. Like if you... Because isn't that the sneaky one where you have to sneak?
Mm-hmm.
And if you... get seen, it fails?
It didn't fail us. You got like booted to the front and you got to start again. But
that's always fun.
Well, you go in and there's three entrances and you're supposed to save elves. But the thing is that once an elf crosses the safe line, there's a timer before for you to get the other elf out. Otherwise, you only get the one elf out. So you want to like clear the area of the bad guys, avoid the trolls. The trolls are the ones that send you back because if you get seen, they're like, oh, there's an intruder. And they send you back to the beginning of the instance.
Okay.
But they don't hurt you. But if you don't like release the elves at the same time and you have to walk with the elf, otherwise they freak out and lay down. They're like, oh, no, I'm all alone and I'm stupid. And so... You have to, like, walk their sissy butts up there, and if you don't make it, you, like, I don't know if it's challenge mode or something, but, like, the goal is to save the elves, and there's, like, a deed for saving certain elves and all kinds of crap. Well, the first, so, and maybe we did this wrong, we did discuss that, but I did this several weeks ago with Pink Fae on my minstrel. And it basically went the same way. I was a minstrel. I sat there and waited for everybody else to get the elves freed, except I had no idea what they were doing. They said, Golden Star, stay here. And I stayed.
Okay.
I didn't know that they were saving elves. I had no idea what was going on. And then you fight the boss at the end after saving all the elves. Well, that's what we did, except like... Optum knew what he was doing because, you know, the only time I've ever been there, I had to stay in one spot and I saw nothing of the dungeon, so I didn't know what was going on. So Optum, I shared the fun with him with my burglar skill, so we're both stealth and we went through and we're like freeing elves, except that it took four freaking ever. So two of us are super, super busy trying to get stuff done, while the other four are just sitting around picking their butts and not doing anything. And so we think that maybe we should have just like taken the chance of not failing and send them all off to different corners and tried to just depend on their stealth. Although from what I've seen, Dummy Dumb has no stealth mode.
Right.
But maybe he could have been paired with me and we could have shared the fun and I could have put him in stealth. But anyway, we wanted to do it as like, I don't know, as safely as possible. So... Optum and I were trying to get all the elves freed so we'd have all the elves freed. We didn't because the gate went down for the second one, so we only got two out of the three out of the second corridor. And I think we only got one, because by the time we got to the third corridor, we were all just like over it. And all six of us like charged in there like drunken monkeys. Because we were just bored out of our minds. And I was annoyed too, because it was snack cake Monday and I couldn't eat my snack cake because I was so freaking busy babysitting these stupid elves. And so anyway, we all walked away from there like agreeing that we never want to go in there again. Optum was being optimistic and he said, you know, maybe we'll try it again sometime, because he feels like, you know, we could have done it better. We could have done something different. And there was a bunch of replies to that email saying, no.
Don't waste our time.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, I was super, super busy. Optum was super, super busy. We weren't farting around either. We were trying to get stuff done. But the other four people were just pretty much upstairs. You know, they're checking their mail. They're browsing the web because there's nothing for them to do.
That's really bad if they're just checking their mail and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and then they're talking about, like, we can hear them over Ventrilo, and like, Hoppy's like, did you see that email I sent you? Oh, yes. I've had plenty of time to read your email. So we were not impressed with Dungeons. Like I said, when I did it on my menstrual, I did not think it was awesome either, because I was just like, where'd everybody go? Why am I here by myself? And that was the one that was converted from a 3-man to a 6-man. So, I don't know, maybe it was more fun as a 3-man?
No, I don't think that was anybody's good time at all. I don't think anybody ever. It's one of those where I think people, it was, it's one of those where I think in design, it was like, okay, this is unique. It's different. We don't have anything like this. Let's give it a shot. And then an execution, not as good as they wanted it to be, and didn't get the reception that they wanted it to be. And it just hasn't improved. There's just, I guess, without trashing it in completely and starting over, there's really no way to do anything about it. But
I mean, it wasn't bad. Maybe if the elves could walk away by themselves without a babysitter, it would have been
better. There's an idea.
I understand that's probably part of the challenge, J.W. Barrie.
I don't think he did that one.
Oh, well, he always says that, well, that's part of the challenge, the part that I hate. yeah. I think I understand the mechanics of it, and I could see how all six of us could be very, very busy saving elves, possibly. But at the same time, what are the chances that all six of your folks are super stealthy?
Well, there's also a difference between challenge and enjoyability, too. You know, if it's too much of a challenge, if it's hard just to be hard, then...
Well, the boss itself wasn't a big deal. We killed him, no problem. We finished the dungeon. We got it done. We didn't, I think there was like two elves alive at the end. We were not very saving of them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's a difference between fighting something and doing something and knowing that you're not doing as well as you could just because you don't have the skills or the tactics or the know-how. I mean, you know it's possible. You know you could do better. And then there's a difference between that and then just like, come on, really? And just knowing it's difficult to be difficult, or that it could be better.
Well, I don't even think it was difficult to be difficult. I think that it was just boring.
Well, that's not good. A dungeon should not be boring. You shouldn't be like, all right, let's head into...
It wasn't challenging. It was time-consuming to like, get those elves out.
Well, I'm just saying, you know... you know, they didn't go into the Mines of Moria and be like, all right, hobbits, you sit here, and Aragorn and I, Gandalf, we'll go in there. And they're like...
That's okay. How my brother plays Halo with me.
All right.
He's like, stay here. I'm going to go kill everything, and then I can tell you to come out.
Okay. We'll just sit here.
I don't like that
worry.
Either, just so you know. John.
Whatever.
Other than that, Golden Star didn't play at all. Apparently, I've given up on Hybold. I'm all like, on this, rebuilding this crap. I'm just like, done. I've got my armor. I was into it for like a week or two, and now I have no desire whatsoever to log in and do that. None.
Kind of right there with you. I did Hybold, but very little of it. I just found that the more I did of it, the more it felt a little grindy. Like I said, I think last week, there was too many. I mean, when it was just like 5 tokens, I felt like, and I realized that there's a mixture of 5 and 10 tokens, and maybe I just ran into a couple of streaks where
I'm sure I was, like, the higher the tier of your unlocking, I think, is when it gets to 10.
It's possible, but I've maxed out all my rep. I need a pair of, I don't know, whatever the fort is in Sutcrofts to finish that deed, and it just, I don't know if I just haven't been checking. I haven't been checking it that often, but whenever I do check it, it's not up. So I'm just like, you know, I just got tired of it.
I'm not even done with the rep, and I literally think that I am one quest away from finishing having done all of them. I think there's one left in the Norcrofts that I have not done, and I'm just so demotivated. I don't want to do it.
Nope. I think if I do pick it up again, it'll be to get 4 pieces of the tanking armor, and that's it. And I don't, other than that, it's like, ugh, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yep.
And it's not that it's not cool. I mean, building the town is cool. It's just, there's too much of it.
I think it was like a week or two ago, I was all like, oh, I rebuilt the walled area, and the whole area is rebuilt, and it's beautiful. I just don't care. Why can't these people help themselves? Seriously, they're just sitting around waiting for me to bring them tokens.
To me, it's just too grindy, and I've just had too many.
It's way too grindy.
I've had too many end game experiences where it's been grindy, and I've done it. I've done that before, and I know there are people out there that are still doing it, and I think that it's a great way for people to get armor.
Sure.
It
wasn't difficult. Even I did it.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, it ties in very well. And but at this point, I think I personally would have more fun dressing up a new character in a new outfit and then leveling them.
And I'd rather do new stuff, I guess. And the thing is that every game, I have never been a daily person.
Yeah.
I hate them. I hate the dailies.
I've done it before, and it feels like I have to, and that's what happened. Once I started feeling like, I gotta do this, then I'm just like,
it's like the carrot is never good enough for me to be like, I don't want any of your stupid furniture. I don't have room for it anyway. I already got the armor, so I'm pretty much done. I wouldn't even have done the armor. I did the armor for Mo, because I was planning on not doing anything.
Right. I don't know. I may continue it at some point, but at this point, it's not going to be my main focus. And maybe I'll enjoy it more if it's not my main focus. Maybe I'll just be like, oh, it's something I can do if I want to, and that'll be all right.
Well, and the sad thing is Update 10 came out this week, and I have not logged in yet.
I haven't either. Just been busy and distracted.
I have been so busy at work lately. It's not even funny. Plus, I'm kind of feeling kind of crappy.
Yep.
But it's not an excuse. I really have had no desire to log in.
No. And I discovered Darksiders, which is a PC game, and I like it a lot. And it's a nice little diversion.
Yeah, maybe we're just a little burnout.
Yeah, maybe. But that's all right.
Need to wander away for a bit. I built a Hobbit house out of Legos.
Yeah, I got her the Lego Hobbit house, the unexpected party for her birthday. That, oh, by the awesome way, everybody, tomorrow, March 10th, is Golden Star's 21st birthday.
21st. I am 35.
Her 14th, 21st birthday.
I will be 35 tomorrow.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah. So we have actually briefly discussed leveling our captain and runekeeper together, so we may do that. And then
I will have to completely relearn the Runekeeper, just so you know. I have not touched her probably since Dumb Time came up, because I was having so much fun with the Dumbs. I was focusing, because I was playing Golden Star and my Runekeeper, and then Dumb Time came along, and I was all like well, something's got to give, and I'm guessing it's a road keeper. And so I was playing just Golden Star and my burglar primarily.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because we're at completely different places, I think, in questing. So
where are you at?
Mirkwood.
I could go to Mirkwood.
I know you could go, but I'm almost like halfway through it, so maybe we'll just go somewhere.
Maybe we can go to Enidwythe together.
And Silvercrow says that he started a new hunter. How many hunters is that for you, Silvercrow? And also,
we're not starting over. Our characters are like 60 something.
Yeah. So, I mean, you'll catch up with us very easily.
Because we are slow.
And also, the end of all ends. I've actually emailed somebody about starting the Captain Roundtable. Yes. So I emailed Katani. She has somebody else that she has. If you would like to participate, send me an email, Merrick@casualstrolltomordor.com. Put in the subject line, Captain Roundtable, please. I have a tag for anything that says Roundtable. I don't know if it'll be this month because we have various weddings and trips planned.
Yeah, we have a wedding, and then at the end of the month we're going to Texas.
Yeah, so it's not going to be next week.
Merrick's birthday, and then Baby Hobbit's birthday is April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're pretty slammed here.
I'm planning in April. We're going to do it probably on Saturday afternoon. So EU people, we will not be making you stay up super late if you want to participate.
Whee!
And then we are going to piggyback the show on the back of it after a brief break and then pass out at 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
We don't have a date for this. Don't worry. I'll have a post up.
We'll make sure that everything, but yeah, we are going to, I'm going to do it, and my aim is to do one a month.
You know, it's funny because, not this poll, but it might have been like the poll before last week's poll. Who sent it in? Shipwreck, I believe, sent in the poll. He's like, I have a poll in case you have one. I had a poll ready, and it was, how many years is it going to be until Merrick does a roundtable? And so he saved you from that poll by giving me a real poll.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, that is the plan. I'm declaring it now. April, you will see the beginning of the roundtables again. And you'll find out what really sparked me to do it later on in the community.
You mean it wasn't all our bugging you and me picking on you?
That definitely helped.
But we've been doing that for like a year.
Yeah, the final push came today. So even if I know there's going to be class changes that are going to be coming up, we're going to push through them anyways. If they're not released and we have notes on what they may be, then we'll talk about it. If not, we'll just go forward and we'll adapt as it happens. Because you know what? The classes are going to keep changing. It's unavoidable. We can't wait for them to be static because they're not going to.
I think we did that for Isengard.
Yeah, we did it for...
Because they were doing big revamps during Isengard. Yeah. So. And then Isengard came and went and Merrick didn't do nothing.
Yeah. You know what? Classes keep changing. So we're just going to push through. Anyways, talking about pushing through, we'll head on to the Town Crier.
And now, the Town Crier.
All right. So, in official news, update 10 release notes were posted.
Update 10 release.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because not just the notes.
Because update 10 came out. Yay! So, we have changes to wardens and new dungeons and all the things that you want. Several raids and I can't think of anything else. But I tried.
And their absence is scaled. And
new legendaries, all for your wanting.
That would be awesome if we could totally sing the release notes. We need to figure this out for next time.
MTX buffs are stackable. Force emails turned off and dread effects gone. Monster kill XP adjusted. Anyway, if you...
We're trying to make this more entertaining than just reading is what we're attempting, folks. And I am thoroughly entertained, so...
That was totally unplanned. She hadn't heard... That was just spontaneous on my part. Golden Star is now realizing for the first time in a year why she fell in love with me in the first place.
I'm just re-realizing.
All right, so there's plenty of changes... The notes are super long, and we're talking about new stuff, a lot of changes. Good thing Little Onion is done, because XP is lower now. Although, seriously, that was like a server-wide project, okay?
It's still amazing.
It is pretty amazing, although...
Yeah, we're talking about the Little Onion who leveled up purely by crafting.
Yes, although I guarantee you... Going back and doing those deeds will really suck.
Or learning every skill.
Yeah. I'm sure that was fun.
Well, maybe they don't care about combat at all.
I'm sure.
They're done.
It's just fun. Oh, yeah.
Their game was crafting, and they win.
We always saw that in WoW, too. Like, people leveling naked to see without if they could do it. And things like that. And I think that's cool. It just makes things more interesting. So go check this out. Like we said, Fate Power Revamp, Monster Play Critical Defense, Critical Effect Revision, all these things that you've heard about, they're in.
And I don't know anything about it because I haven't even looked in. So.
It's a lot.
No personal opinion.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes. Anyways, the known issues were also released. These are evolving things. I think, wasn't it? Iowar's Peak? Didn't Iowar's Peak get shut down?
No, it's the Lonely Mountain one. Flight to the Lonely Mountain.
Flight to the Lonely Mountain got shut down. That's the one I thought would be very interesting.
They did a restart on, like, Thursday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came back up, the Flight to the Lonely Mountain was disabled because it was causing some login issues or something.
Yeah, there's actually...
I don't know how, but it was.
Yeah, there's a lot of raid instance and skirmish things going off. Boss chests aren't spawning on Samoth Ghoul on both tiers. Bells of Dale, no currency being awarded for completing the challenge quest.
Why would you do it?
Well, I mean, there's still items you could get. So, Battle of Erebor. Gate remains closed to the boss fight if you run out of the fight area. That's not good. Bells of Dale, challenge quest does not rebestow upon failure, wipe, or reset, which is supposed to be. Iobar's Peak has issues with Tier 2, Boss Chest, North Cotton Farm, Batter, who is now the end boss, I believe, gets a bit confused. So now you really have to defeat the cauldron before the time is running out, before he starts declaring it. Otherwise, everything goes nuts.
Wait, Batter? That's not the cauldron dude.
Well, no, he is the end guy now.
Right.
Yeah. So if during the... Uhurin fight.
The cauldron dude.
Yeah, the cauldron dude. If to successfully complete the flight, maximize your DPS and make sure you have destroyed Uhurin before Thatter starts checking his watch.
Oh, he starts like freaking out while you're in that fight.
Yeah, he does. If you take too long, then the timer gets clicking down, and I know this because I failed it. He starts counting off and saying that the brew is almost ready, and apparently in this iteration, he's freaking out now and the fight goes bad.
Okay.
One thing in the bonus, I think, is that I saw this actually pretty cool. Newly acquired versions of legendary quality gear. This is the yellow gear from the Erebor Three Mans and the Dull Golder Cluster are more powerful than those acquired before the update. Existing items will
That's a known issue?
Yes, okay. But... What's good is that existing items will be increased in potency in a future update.
So just hold on to those things.
Yes, they will be boosted, which I think is awesome. You want to, these known issues aren't real huge. Go and check them out. There might be something that affects you. It's worth, these are always worth reading or skimming at the very least. All right, there's also a revised update of Critical Defense that we thankfully, thanks to our community, found out was wrong.
Yeah, the one that they had posted previously was the Critical Defense update for update 9, and they have updated their dev diary with update 10 data.
Yeah, the most effective thing is that critical attack builds are for both DPS and healing are being a little bit more evaluated, are more validated, I should say. The bonus is going to be about 1% bonus critical damage for every 300 points of critical rating. Critical defense is getting lowered in its value for every 100 points of critical defense. But it should even out as well. The reason that they did that is because now everybody can itemize for critical defense, not just tanks. Although tanks will get a little bit of an edge.
Why would I?
Because if you're going to get hit by... I'm assuming you don't want to get critted while you're doing stuff. It's just... This
I
is
don't
want
to get hit.
Yeah, well... oh, that's obvious. But this looks to be more of an endgame dungeon running thing that you might want to look at in the future. Just something that you can do if you want to. Just another way to itemize.
Okay.
Yeah, take a look at it. Read most of it's out there.
Is this mostly important for, like, tanks? And people who maybe play an off tank? Or someone who doesn't understand how aggro works and get hits a lot?
Well, let me put it in the words of Harperella, who says, I think the best way to think of critical rating, critical defense, is that it is like finesse. Finesse lowers the target's block, parry, and evade, and allows you to hit more often. Critical defense lowers your crit rating and lowers both crit chance and crit magnitude. So, you have less chance of being hit as a critical, and if you are, it lowers the chance of the damage that you'll take.
Still don't think that my minstrel's going to give a crap.
Well, I'm thinking an AoE or things like that might not... it might be more value.
I shouldn't be standing next to AoE.
Well, I'm just thinking some of the raids might not be available.
Okay. I don't raid, so I don't know.
Yeah. You wouldn't be interested in it. Also, it's important to know that all monsters that are signature and above will now also have critical defense ratings. They did not before.
Oh, okay.
That is, that's a pretty big change.
Can we break through their critical defense? I suppose, like, debuffs.
Yeah, there are still debuffs. And that's another point that was made, was that now these debuffs have a little bit more value.
Nice.
Also, update 10 screenshots. These were all raid related. Pretty nice. I liked them. I think this there's a huge troll on the very last one. Troll looks pretty dang cool. That's some nice art. It's just something different. It's nice to see something.
These are different. The new instances, right?
Yeah, these are all like Lonely Mountain, Flight,
you can't
Dale.
Do right now, anyway.
Yeah. But you can look at the screenshots, which are beautiful.
And imagine yourself there. Imagination. It's wonderful.
All right. End Turbine Developer Bytes. Some people are having trouble buying Turbine points with their credit card in the game. Through the Lotro store, I should say, with their credit card. Majority of these cases have determined that they can be resolved by re-entering the credit card information connected to the account at myaccount.turbine.com. That seems like something you'd want to fix pretty quickly.
Well, I guess if the only way to fix it is to re-enter your account, how else are they going to do that?
You know, I wonder if that has anything to do with them doing the back end recently. Maybe there's something that just needs to be reset by re-entering it back in. I can see that happening.
Yeah, sometimes it's, well, we gotta make the user do this.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens. Computers are confusing sometimes. Also, during the downtime of the paid services, there was a little bit of announcement by Carpe Noctem saying that they are excited about some big improvements to the paid services request in their near future, and they're going to be talking about
that. The paid services are like the
character transfer
and the undelete, probably.
Yeah, things like that. Renaming. I don't know if that's through the store now.
You can do that in the store now. Yeah. It must be mostly just world transfers.
Yep. Kelson has also opened up two threads that we'll have leaked to in the shows where he's getting input on the burglar changes and hunter changes for the upcoming revamps. He also lays out a couple of about five different points on both of them about what he's thinking. He's not getting into a lot of specifics because he can't, but he did give a general overview of what he's thinking about. For see, I think this is the burglar one. Lack of survivability. The speed of attack, specifically where animation issues are getting into or hindering the flow of combat. Cool mechanics like tricks, gambles, and crit that just lack overall definition. And then, but this, he said this is for hunters and burglars both, where legendaries that are less than legendary. So he's taking a look at that. Hunter, I believe Trappers of Foes was a big one he looked at, where he's kind of like, why would people want to do this? What can, you know, that's always been, that's been the survival trapping one that nobody's ever really gotten into. He also wanted to do a little bit more definition between Huntsman and Bowmaster to see what would be the advantage of going into...
What's the difference between the two?
That's kind of what he's talking about.
Oh, there isn't. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll have links to these. He's reading these threads. So if you have suggestions for changes or way to go, constructive input only, I'm sure, these are, we'll have links or where you can post them. Or you can go look on the official forums. I'm sure they'll be at the top of them. There was also an issue with the Winged Herald not being awarded properly.
The Winged Herald is the one that you get for referring five friends to the game. If you refer five friends to the game, you could get a free pony.
My Little Pony.
No, just a steed to the Winged Herald.
Yeah, it's a cosmetic. It's not being addressed. I mean, they know...
It's not a cosmetic. I mean, it's a travel steed. It's a real steed.
It's a real steed. They know it's not being awarded. They're looking into it, and they will resolve it as soon as possible. I don't know why I said it like that.
Possible.
I was right. All right, and Carpe Noctem, very, very busy this week, he was. They have announced that they have fixed the issue that was preventing players from receiving their VIP points.
I think I mentioned that last week, that they knew that they had a problem with VIPs not being granted. I was one of the ones I checked. I did not receive my VIPs last month.
Right.
So they know that they fixed the issue, but it's going to take a while to kind of dole out all the VIP points for those who are missing it. But they expect all points to be granted to affected players by the end of the day on my birthday, Sunday, March 10th. So happy birthday to me. I'm going to get my VIP points.
That you were promised in the first place. All right. And now,
I knew I wasn't throwing a fit about it. I knew that they weren't going to forget about it.
you knew it was going straight into your mattress anyway.
Right. My mattress made out of turbine points. I sleep on a bed of turbine points.
So talking about the store that you never go to.
I go there every week to get the store sale updates.
No, you don't. You just look up your old store stuff.
No, I do. Lies. No, I log in and everybody sees me sitting around Hype Mold AFK on Thursday evenings. Guarantee. I get all these people that wave at me that think I'm just rude because I don't wave back. Because I'm my nose in the store.
Leave me alone.
I'm not being rude if you wave to me. I like to wave back usually, but then I turn around. By the time I come back, I turn around and there's nobody there. So I can't wave back.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so update 10 store updates. Which is, this is something they should do all the friggin' time.
I think they, I'm going to take credit for this because I kind of complained loudly about this, I think, for update 9, where I was like, they're just putting stuff in the store willy-nilly and telling nobody. So I am on board with this. I think that it would be nicer if it had prices included with what the new store items were. I would encourage that as the next update, but I am fully on board with your being transparent about what is going in and out of the store. Thank you.
Yeah. It only took you... Never mind. Anyways,
they used to do these, though. They used to have store updates in the lore book. That's what I was complaining about. And those disappeared for whatever reason.
So items removed, which I already knew about, was the Ceremonial Ward of the West set and the Ceremonial Secret of the West set. Instead of the Jester and instead of the Snow Queen. I remember those, too, because I saw those and you won't miss
them. Well, those are the ones that were on the mannequins.
Right.
Those four.
They were awesome. Well,
they're gone now.
The ceremonial.
You could still make them. I mean, they were just items from the store.
The Westset Circle. Yeah, well, now I have to go and buy the actual armor.
But I think you have to buy... I think you can still buy them piecemeal, right? Because they're... I believe... Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but I believe Himne told me that when she made her set for the mannequin, she had to use all store items.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure that you can still make the outfit. You just can't buy the set.
Well, the ceremonial ones are the Ostenhoth armor. So I'd have to go buy them.
Oh, like, those are the ones that you thought were like super awesome and that you got.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, whatever, that's like, Isengard. What is this? I'm like, this is Isengard armor. And you're like, what?
I'm just glad Elb wasn't there to see and laugh at me. Like, I'm like, what is this armor? It's awesome. And he'd be like,
noob.
Oh my God. How do you podcast about this game?
New items, they have the instance cluster for Rohan is now available. They have monster play appearances available. They have bundles and just cosmetics. The bundles are kind of a neat thing. Like if you're just trying to get into monster play, the bundles like include some traits, some skills, and a cosmetic. They're pretty expensive. They're like 2,000 something turbine points, but you're getting quite a bit for it. I haven't priced it out because I'm not going to buy it, but it's at least worth looking at if you're looking to make a new creep class. Just, you know, if you're really into PvMP and you kind of wanted to do it, take a look at it and tell me if it's worth it, because it seemed like a good idea to me anyway.
I don't know. I think if you had like an excess of points and then you were like, yeah, I'd really like to get into it.
Yeah, the bundles are 2,995 turbine points. The appearance only is 995 turbine points.
The appearances are really rad, too.
Yeah, well, I think that you couldn't buy the appearances before, if I'm correct. I think that the appearances being able to be bought in the store is a brand new thing.
That's good. Warg skin is awesome.
But like I said, it includes three skills. It includes three traits. And it includes three corruptions and the cosmetic look for the 2,909 for like 2,995 turbine points. Sounds like a lot, but it seems like you're getting quite a bit.
Wow, the Defiler looks really cool too.
Yeah. So anyway, but the skins themselves are also available in the store. So I thought that was worth mentioning. New Warsteed relics. New true relics for your legendary item.
I looked up what it takes to make a Warsteed relic. Uh-huh. It is freaking obnoxious.
Well, good for you for being interested, because I wasn't even that far.
It's obnoxious.
Shared wardrobe 13 is now available for non-VIPs. I had no idea it was restricted to VIPs.
I didn't either.
No clue. So I don't know if that was a bug. It could have been a bug, I suppose. Mithril coins, of course, are new in the store. Those are the things that are replacing like your stable master's writs, your traveler's writs, your quest resets, your revival tomes.
This is your prepaid debit card.
Pretty much. Well, and the thing is we've talked about this. It's a thing that you can prepay to get a whole bunch of them and then use them for several services in the world. So you don't have to have, oh, I have all these traveler writs, but I really need a stable master writ right now. They're all the same thing. So
yeah,
that's what that's all about. And they have four new character mannequin sets available. Now, so you can, the mannequins should look different when you see them.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll have to go check those out and see if there's anything I like. Because I need my captain. He's got the Rohirrim set on, and he looks cool, but he could look cooler.
I think that this is how old my Rookeeper is, that the last time I played her, pretty much, she's wearing Isengard pre-order items. Like but that really cool, like,
oh, my warden's
sash thing.
My warden has it too, but I like the way he looks actually, because he's not wearing all of it. He's just kind of wearing the tunic and the belt, or the pants and the boots and the gloves. So he doesn't have the neck or the cloak or the hat on, and he looks kind of like he's a warden, just kind of in all leather stuff and nothing really weighing him down. It works for him. But the captain, he's just kind of like, he's got the poofy hat. Horse head, and I at the time was like, this is awesome. And I come back, I'm just like, you could look better, man. You could look better.
We'll find something for you.
And he's kicking the ground, and he's just like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he's just standing around going, well, you don't play me.
You don't play me. You just left me in the middle of this swamp area. Outside this crappy inn. Full quest log. And not even... And just this herald to keep talking to, and not even the pretty girl one. It's this fat man, fat friar. And
it's my only companion. Oh, poor guy.
All right. So.
Weekly store sale this week. We have two free samples this week. If you are into PVMP, this is a monster sale this week, and the free samples this week are PVMP related. They have 20% Renown for 3 hours, or plus 20% Infamy for 3 hours. You can get both. Renown is for a free player. Infamy is for a monster player, so you have to log in the two separately. But the coupon for the Renown code is CRUSH2, and the Infamy code is CRUSH3. And I was kind of in the store playing around trying to see if there was a CRUSH1. I was putting like random PVMP stuff into my cart.
Were
and
you
then,
really?
And then I used the code CRUSH1 just to see if anything would like go on sale from it. I could not find something. So I tried. I was like, well, why would it be CRUSH2 and CRUSH3? If there's not a CRUSH1.
I don't know. Maybe you can't just crush just one.
Maybe I missed it. You know, I went on my warg and... Because that's where most of... I don't buy anything for my warg. So I was putting like skills in there and traits and whatever else I could buy just to see if the crush one would work for anything. But maybe it wasn't PVMP related. Anyway, like I said, it's a monster sale this week. We have monster classes on sale for 35% off. They are free for VIPs, but if you are a premium player and want to try something other than the Reaver, you can get one of the other classes for 517 turbine points this week.
Okay.
Monster traits and skills are both on sale for 35% off this week. You can get these in-game just by playing. But
if you stink like us, you might want to look into this.
Well, and I think that Loja Fanatic gave us some tips saying that you might want to pick some up because some of the more powerful skills and traits, because especially for the higher level ranks that you'll probably never reach,
right?
Just to buy those so that you have them for your entire like playtime. So not a bad tip. That says if you're interested in PVMP. If you're not, then just ignore me. Whatever.
What?
Milestone skills are 35% off this week. If the typical thing that I hear about is people like to have two milestone skills as a minimum. One where they quest, one where they craft. Sometimes if you want more than that, it's just, you know, I want one that goes to the Prancing Pony for whatever reason. You know, you're an RPer, I guess. So, you know, they're on sale, 35% off this week if you want another one. They are per character purchases, and they share a cooldown. So you're not going to be able to, like, have one in Mirkwood and have one in Esteldon and hop back and forth willy-nilly. They share a cooldown. Finally, we have Hurry Traveler on sale for 35% off this week. And what this does is it reduces the cooldown on your milestone skill from 1 hour to 30 minutes. So if you want to.
Right.
That's a per character purchase, too. I want to warn that.
Yeah. But I think that one's actually kind of worth it.
I would totally buy it if it wasn't per character. I think it's stupid that something like that should not be a per character purchase.
Well.
Because then I would get used to it on one of my characters and then be really annoyed that one of the other ones.
Yeah, you would. Trust me. You do. All right, in CSTM news, we have another lost text, Tales from Ravenwood, Book 2, Chapter 2, continues the story. Oh, it's really getting good. I'm enjoying it.
I've already read the whole series, so I'm not going to say anything so I don't spoil the next part. Because he sent me the whole, there's 4 chapters total, I've read them all. So I don't remember where Chapter 2 ends.
Okay.
So, but I think it ends with the captain's family thing. Oh, it's pretty nasty.
All right. We also have a writer.
Not as in dirty. Just, we don't allow dirty stuff on our blog.
Yes. They don't.
I know. People actually who don't read these send me emails saying that they hate that I put these stuff on here. I haven't gotten one for a long, long time, just so you guys know. But I've gotten them like, I really don't like that you put fan fiction on there. And I'm like, have you read it? It's not
Shades of Grey.
It's not people. What you think it is. They're just fun stories.
It's not 30 Shades of Grey.
Like, you could at least read it before you come and complain to me.
Or 50 Shades or whatever it was. All right. So anyways, we're also having a Writers of Rohan giveaway.
Yes. This is until I think the 15th is when I said I was going to end it. Yes. That's correct. When I posted this, we did not even know Update 10 was going to go out. In case you didn't realize, Update 10 was like told the day before that it was going to go up. So when I posted this, I had no idea Update 10 was going to go out this week. We knew it was early March, and that was all I knew at this time. So, but the idea was we're getting a whole new set of instances. The instances scale from level 20 to 85, so it's kind of useful for nearly everybody who wants to play. And this might be something that you may want. Is these new instances, which are included with the Writers of Rohan. So with the launch of Update 10, we're giving away a copy, a Legendary Edition copy, no less, of Writers of Rohan. And all you have to do is leave us a comment and tell us which of the new instances, and I included the Update 9 instances, you think sound most interesting, because I'm assuming that if you want this, you've never played them.
Flight of the Lonely Mountain.
I'm assuming that you don't have Rohan and you want to play one of these. I did put in the rules that if you're wanting to like give one to your friend or like your brother or something who doesn't.
Favorite podcaster of Lord of the Rings Online.
You have this.
I know. I'm just kidding.
That's perfectly fine. We bought this code ourselves, so our only concern is that whoever wins this uses it. Because it's not cheap. Right. So that's our only, like, we want to make sure that if somebody wins this, they're going to use it.
Don't go selling it on the eBays.
Why would you?
I don't know.
So that contest is up until next Friday. So just visit our blog. It's probably our most popular because last time I checked, I had like over 300 comments. So it'll be there on the popular side listing.
Okay. All right. I think. All right. In community news. All right. The thing that really got me going on these roundtables is through the Palantir is starting up their group roundtables again. They are going. I think they just did Black Arrows last night. I am going to try and participate in them as much as possible. More for entertainment value on their behalf than informational value. And we are going to, we will definitely post about them when we get them.
Yeah, these are being run by Ivanius of Through the Palantir. Did you say that?
Yes. Okay. Well, I said Through the Palantir.
Okay. Well, we want to make sure that these are not our roundtables. No. Although he's very kind and he's going to share them with the CSTM audience.
So I took it as a challenge.
We
got to get the freebs with some love, too. I can't, since I took it upon myself, I will do it. And so I got to, like, that's it. I'm sending an email. I did it this morning I was on the treadmill. I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. And I'm just like, emailing Katani. I'm like, Captain Roundtable, are you interested? And she was like, yes. In fact, I have another person in my raid group who would be good, too. I'm like, we will call out for more people, too. And we will do it on the weekend because we are old.
During the afternoon because we can't be up too late.
Yeah, being on the night, the Friday nights, I need that for my geritol. Oh, I'm kidding. Not really, but it's true.
I don't even know what geritol is.
I don't know. All I know, it's related to
old people.
Older people. I have
it
no idea.
It probably makes
for.
You poop, because that's mostly what old people are worried about.
Well, now I want to know what geritol is for. What does geritol do?
I'm pretty sure it's going to make you poop.
Let's see.
It's fiber. It's a fiber supplement.
It is a dietary supplement. Oh, I don't. And it's not something I'm taking? What the heck? Let's see. Geritol is a brand name for vitamin complexes plus iron or multi-mineral products in both liquid form and tablets. So it's like an old people supplement or something.
That doesn't make any sense. It's like a vitamin supplement?
I guess. Oh, it is. It was introduced as an alcohol-based iron and B vitamin tonic. All right, this is boring, so we're going to move on. Anyways, Creep Roundtables are starting up. We will let them know, and we may post them in our feed as well. I'm not sure.
Why wouldn't we? Yeah, okay. He said we could.
Okay, cool.
I was planning on it.
All right, then we will be.
Okay.
All right, and then we're moving on to the weekly poll.
So the poll last week is, are you excited for update 10?
Yes, because I haven't played it.
Again. This was posted before we even knew update 10 was coming this week. So some people were like, I'm not anymore because it's out. Sorry. The poll this week, we had 856 voters on this poll. 23% said that they are slightly excited. 22% said that they are neither excited or unexcited. 16% say they are excited. 13% said, I can't wait, give it to me now. Done. 12% say I care very little about it. 8% say I'm the opposite of excited. 6% said there's an update coming. And 0% or 12 voters said other. I have no idea what they said.
Okay.
This week's poll was suggested by Kazrin, our friend Kazrin. She wants to know it's a poll about dailies. We're basically asking what type of daily is your favorite.
I also want to kind of update, since we mentioned Kazrin, I totally forgot about a program that I think solved Kazrin's issues that I should have mentioned.
With her plugins, you mean?
With her plugins. In case you don't remember, she was having problems with her plugins last week, getting them working. There is a program on Lotro interface called Plugin Compendium. It is Windows only. Sorry, Mac people. But it automatically installs and update. Well, it doesn't automatically update, but it makes installing and updating your plugins very easy. They do have to be specifically coded to work with this, but you know what? It's really only going to be suitable for a video. So I'm going to have to do a video on this thing. I'm going to have to.
What? What is this?
I don't know. What's going on? Roundtables. I'm confused. I have to do a video on it because I don't think I've done a video on it, and it's actually very stupid that I haven't done a video on this, so I'm going to have to.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
All right, so there you go. Anyways, you can, if you don't want to wait for the video, you might be smart not to, and you want to check out plugins, Plugin Compendium, Windows, it's fine. I haven't had my credit card or identity stolen, probably because they looked at it and went, oh, no, I'm going to give this guy my identity.
Are you sure you haven't done this? People in the chat room are saying, I think you did do it.
Oh, did I do it? Okay, then seriously.
We'll double check.
I'll double check to make sure. And make sure that YouTube hasn't deleted it. But
right, that's a possibility.
In case you don't know, we had issues with...
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, with YouTube randomly deleting
some of our stuff. They just deleted a bunch of our stuff. No, like, sorry.
It just said it was...
It wasn't like, because if it's like a copyright thing, they send you an email saying that there's a warning or your stuff's got silenced because of copyright issues. This was just, they were gone for no reason.
Well, it said that we had removed them, didn't it?
Yeah, it said the user has removed this, and I'm like, but I'm the user. the owner of this video has removed it, and I'm like, but I'm the owner.
I'm pretty sure I didn't. Pretty sure I did not.
Anyway, if he hasn't made a video, he will.
And if I have, well, then go look at it.
If he has, we'll put it in the show notes.
And I should have remembered before.
If you do have one, put it in the show notes for me, because I'm not going to look.
Okay.
I got stuff to do. I'm getting older tomorrow.
Got some geritol to look up.
Take some geritol tablets.
All right. Okay. And I think that, does that conclude? Yeah. All right. Raise your glass.
Raise your glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, to the person that listens to these in earplugs in the lab, I am sorry I did not lower it that time. I tried to. Anyways, letters. Bragavalia writes, hey, Mayor Goldrick Star, I had a brainstorm the other day about housing and wanted to know if you had seen this idea offered anywhere when the devs requested feedback. I don't remember seeing it on your poll, but this would be my first choice for the number one feature. One feature that I've not heard discussed, and I believe this is for
housing revamp.
One feature that I have not heard discussed, which I think would be a win-win for Turbine and the community, would be the ability to save multi-decoration options for or layouts for your house, similar to what we have with a cosmetic system or the desired class trait configuration saves that they are supposedly in works based on the design for the Warseed trait configurations. This would allow you, after purchasing additional house layout options from the Turbine store at hopefully a reasonable price, to switch out your home decor at the push of a button. Like say, and this is me interjecting, like say for Christmas or Halloween or the different festivals and stuff like that. To preset layout of wallpapers, flooring, music, and items. I could easily picture seasonal settings that I would prefer, or even specific holiday layouts for Halloween, Christmas. Oh, I should have read ahead. Anyways, based on the theme festival available. I'm in sync with you, Bragg. I'm totally in sync with you. He's on board. Anyways, think of how vibrant a neighborhood would be if the empty houses were gone and people were constantly swapping out their decorations for the season. You mean people using their houses? What? Craziness.
That's kind of like Merrick doing a video, a roundtable, and a post all in the same month.
The reason people don't redecorate their homes constantly is that it's too much work and there's not enough storage room to keep all the items.
There's not enough storage room. That's definitely the key there.
You know where you can make money in the Lotro store? Housing storage. You would need more multiple themes, but if you could either use a wardrobe
they
like...
set up little storage units like they have... You could rent a locker, put all your stores
to store housing items. Note, more revenue opportunity Turbine, or the ability to equip item cosmetically to a layout and then discard it, then the storage issue goes away, and the ability to switch to save layout dramatically would take all the hard work away. This would re-incent people to make a point of collecting new housing items. If you have been playing with the game for years, chances are your house decor is stale. Yes, mine is. And you have more housing items than you could ever display at one time on the current scheme. So the motivation to collect new items is very low unless it's something new and special in a way you need to throw out an old treasure. The design would create a ton of revenue for Turbine, which would hopefully more than offset the additional database storage space need for it, and make a lot of players extremely happy while enriching the festival, instance, and role-playing loving tunes. Doesn't that cover just about anyone? Everyone? Bragg Avaya. So I think he hit on a major thing, which is the fact that, you know, database storage is an issue, but I would throw out the challenge of Turbine to figure that the heck out so that it doesn't take up database storage. Make it so that you collect and make it like a housing barter wallet. I don't care. I don't care if that's what you do for storage, if it's like a wardrobe and it goes in the wardrobe and it's,
I do not have enough room for any more. The next vessel that comes out, I don't know what I'm going to do to get for those items. I haven't been getting most of them. Luckily, Katani is usually like, on it, and she sends me all the pictures of the housing items first thing, and I'm like, sweet, I don't have to buy the housing items. Katani, I love you. But we do have a link. Laura Ray sent a link to your Componium thing. You did it.
Yeah, I did. There it is.
So, yeah, the storage of all the... You keep adding new stuff. I have no place to put them, basically.
Yeah. So make it like a wardrobe.
And I don't want to... I mean, like... Sure, I could trash like my birch tree or whatever because I could probably go buy a new one soon, real easily. But like my, you know, I don't know, like clover patch that you get from the spring festival. I can only get that in the spring festival. What if I want to use that some other time? I don't want to trash it just to make room for something else.
Right. There's no reason. They need to figure it out.
Well, I can't even imagine what... I mean, maybe I'm special because I care more about, like, clothing and housing. But, like, I'm not keeping several armor sets. My vaults are very, like, combat-free.
Well, I think what my point is that if there's an issue with them doing database, you know, database storage and stuff like that, and that's the reason why they haven't expanded it, then the system needs to be changed. They need to... not think of it in the traditional manner of where we have these housing items and you store them either on your character or whatever or in the bank, or make it different. Figure something out. We'll roll with it. You know, we may get upset at first, but if there's a way for us to collect housing items and to keep them without having to worry about our space on Turbine's end, then I'm all for
coming to a compromise.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping on a bed of Turbine points. I will buy stuff like this. This is exactly what I want. This is what I want to spend my money on. So make it happen. Arenda Sevilla writes us. Wow, a lot of Villa representing today. Dear American Golden Star, as a premium player on a budget, knowing when it's worth spending my hard-earned TP and when to hold out is of particular importance to me. So I've decided some of my crafting and travel time to mining the CSTM archives of weekly store sales for data. The result is a spreadsheet with a year's worth of information to help guide purchases. Since I never would have created this without your website, I felt it only right that I share it with you. It could be neater and include more information, but generally fulfills its purpose by being searchable. Thanks for your podcast and website. They're both wonderful. Arenda Sevilla.
This PDF is pretty interesting.
Did he send us a PDF?
Yeah, and I have uploaded it, and I have the link in there. I
thought it was an Excel spreadsheet for some reason.
Well, he exported it into a PDF for us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, because we're not messing with the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is awesome. So, it's very interesting to see it and just... I mean, you can see that they're kind of what ones kind of repeat themselves. He color coded them and how much they were, so you can kind of get an idea of like if they played with the prizes or if the prizes go up.
Yeah, I like
or down
how he shows the sale percentage, what the theme was, and the dates. Like one of the questions we had was, didn't we just have a monster sale? And I'm pretty sure that we haven't had one since like November. So you would be able to see that in a spreadsheet like this. Here it is, November 9th. Fight as the servant of Sauron.
Scary, you know that. Why do you know that?
I do this every week.
Oh yeah, see? Even underlined. All right, player achievements. Cormier writes, took advantage of the new convenience of 85 essays available in the skirmish camp and crafted a new level 85
essay. Question: Second age.
Okay. Yep. Bow for my hunter with a disastrous result. Oh no! IDM reforges couldn't possibly have been worse. In turn, killing my enthusiasm for even trying for good second agers. For my other tunes that need them, and the only thing I found worth logging in for was this update. Aww. But there you have it, an achievement in my world of low tarot. Cynical, I know. Aw, Gormir, I'm sorry.
I feel sorry for you, Gormir. The whole community's heart breaks when we hear about stuff like that.
Sorry, Gore. It sucks.
Thorandil of Arkenstone says, I'm a pretty casual player, so my goals are casual too. I bought a second milestone skill on 5 of my 6 tunes. So no real need to waste the points on my hunter.
No.
Right? And I have 6 tunes, at least through expert crafting tier. Whoever thought it was a good idea to put superior study in Rivendell deserves a kick in the rear.
Right.
I'm working on Bree Rep. Not only that, it's like on the second floor, so it's you have to like run through the... Then you have to sit there with... Elrond all day.
Thank goodness for the people who are like, you know, when it comes to the expansion, I'm just gonna shove all these things in the riot and
just
room.
Put them all in the room.
And you know what? I'm gonna put the guild master in the place right next to them. Okay,
they're just in the back room, yeah, hanging out.
They don't care.
Oh, anyway, let me find out where I was. Working on Bree Rep, running my level 21 Lore Master, 22 Burglar, and 24 Minstrel through the Barrow Downs. I'm gathering crafting mats on my 330s, a 33 Hunter, 32 Guardian, and a 31 Champion.
All right. Syl says, this week I actually learned how to cut YouTube videos properly so I could share a music video with my top 10 tunes to play in LOTRO with other players. These are always very popular when I play them in Bree, and this week I had my first semi-official concert on the stage next to the Prancing Pony. It was awesome! In case you're interested in the tunes, you can check out the link that we'll have in the show notes. I love LOTRO music feature!
So she's playing, I've checked this out, she's playing themes of other games, but they're fitting for a LOTRO setting.
That's freaking awesome.
You're gonna love the first one. The first one is the Ultima login music.
Oh, that's brilliant.
There's Final Fantasy stuff in there. And there's
brilliant.
One One that I didn't really know. It was like a Contra or something.
Oh, that's cool too.
Okay. I wasn't familiar with that one. But it is a very neat video. You should check it out. And we'll have links to that in our show notes. Final player achievement this week. Tiki says, Tiki of Brandywine. I didn't get to play Lotro this week, but I do have a Lord of the Rings related achievement. I was in Vegas for the first time, and that first night I found a Lord of the Rings slot machine. I put in $10, and within a few pulls, I hit the three rings bonus game and kept hitting the bonus with that one spin. On a 70-cent bet, I won $76. She even sent a picture for proof. Because apparently Pixar didn't happen. I believed you, Tiki.
That's very cool.
That was the best win of my trip. On a side note, since I didn't post last week, I was able to level up several alts last week during the bonus experience days. Level 2 level 10s to level 1 level 20 and 1 to level 40 and 1 to level 50, getting at least 2 levels per character.
Congratulations. Great time. All right, in donations, we'd like to thank Guy B.
And Michael S. I'm about to sneeze. Not because of Michael S. Michael S.
Oh, I thought that was his name.
And Guy B. are awesome because they support us with PayPal monies. And you know what? They cured me. I don't need to sneeze anymore.
Right. Okay, so thank you everybody for listening, tuning in, and downloading. We appreciate it. Where can people get a hold of us if they'd like to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. You can send us an email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Steam. You can leave us a review on iTunes, and we would really appreciate it. And every Saturday, you can join us on our blog to listen to us as we record live on Saturdays at 9:30 p.m. That's Eastern.
Okay. Well, that cuts it. And see, I was less cynical and mean and whatever.
Yeah, we were kind of crappy last week.
Sorry about that.
But we didn't play this week, so we had nothing to complain about.
So we're super happy.
I did play. I played Dumb Time.
Yeah. We were kidding. Anyways,
and I did complain about that, so sorry.
We will talk to you guys again next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com.